Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. It was a week ago today that a gunman in Buffalo, New York, killed 10 people and hurt 3 others in what authorities say was a racist and extremist attack. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the day included tributes for the victims and a funeral for the youngest.
The city of Buffalo honored the victims of the supermarket slaughter with a 123 seconds long moment of silence. During graduation day at Kinesis College, it was a diploma and a standing ovation for slain security guard Aaron Salter. The former Buffalo police officer had put getting a college degree on hold.
Kinesis College is proud to confer upon Aaron W. Salter Jr. the degree of Bachelor of Arts posthumously.
His son accepted the award. In Syracuse, New York, mourners said their final goodbyes to 32-year-old Roberta Drury, saying she had a smile that could light up a room. Drury had moved to Buffalo 10 years ago to help an ailing brother. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Buffalo, New York.
Ukraine says it's setting up land routes to export grain through Europe. NPR's Jason Bobian reports it comes as Russia blocks access to the Black Sea.
Ukraine's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dmytro Kuleba, says that Russia is putting millions of people at risk of hunger around the globe by blocking Ukrainian grain exports. Ukraine is the world's fourth largest exporter of grains globally. Before the Russian invasion, the country shipped out millions of tons of corn, wheat, and barley each year. Most of those commodities used to leave from the Ukrainian ports of Mariupol and Odessa. Even though Odessa remains in Ukrainian hands, Russian warships are blocking vessels from reaching it. Foreign Affairs Minister Kuleba says Ukraine is setting up alternative land routes to attempt to get its food crops to markets around the world. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Lviv, Ukraine.
Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milley today told graduates of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, class of 22, to prepare to fight wars that could look little like the wars of today. The Army General says the world is becoming more unstable, with great powers bent on changing the global order, and he says it will be their responsibility to make sure the U.S. is ready.
It will be your generation that will carry the burden and shoulder the responsibility to maintain the peace, to contain and to prevent the outbreak of great power war.
Milley also told the newly minted second lieutenants that technology will be central to the way countries fight in the future. In northern Michigan, 2 people died, dozens of others were injured after a rare tornado hit a small community. Authorities say the 2 people in their 70s lived in a mobile home park in Gaylord that was among the first sites hit by the tornado yesterday, which was rated an EF3. You're listening to NPR News. In Baltimore today, early voting held off hard-charging favorite Epicenter to win the Preakness Stakes. Early voting stalked behind the leaders for much of the race before moving into the lead around the final turn. Epicenter finished second for a second consecutive Triple Crown race, and Creative Minister took third place. These horses ran in temperatures hovering around 90 degrees, making it one of the hottest in the race's history. But there was no chance for a Triple Crown this year. The 147th Preakness was run without Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike after his owner prioritized extra rest ahead of the Belmont Stakes to take place in New York next month. Early voter went off at 5-1 odds with jockey Jose Ortiz and trainer Chad Brown. The decision by Guatemala's president to reappoint a controversial figure accused of corruption to the key post of attorney general has heightened political tensions in the country. Maria Martin reports.
Civil society, women's, and indigenous groups have taken to the streets the last few days to show displeasure at President Alejandro Chamate's decision to reappoint the highly unpopular Attorney General Consuelo Porras to a second term. The U.S. State Department, the European Union, and international human rights groups have also condemned the action. Those who oppose Porras accuse her of using the Justice Department to punish her enemies and to turn a blind eye to corruption in high places. Porras denies the allegations. Meanwhile, more protests are planned for this weekend across Guatemala as polls